Later, we'll hear more about how to develop a positive mental attitude and use faith in our own personal success story. Before we go on, we need to find out how to develop this definiteness of purpose. There are some specific steps you'll need to take to embrace your own purpose. Napoleon Hill outlines them, beginning with putting your desires on paper.
Write out a clear statement of your major purpose in life, sign it, commit it to memory, and repeat it at least twice daily in the form of a prayer or affirmation. If you are married, have your mate sign the statement with you and repeat it together just before retiring each night. Write out a clear, definite outline of the plan or plans by which you intend to achieve the object of your definite major purpose, and state the maximum of time within which you intend to achieve it. Then describe in detail precisely what you intend to give in return for the realization of the object of your purpose, keeping in mind the fact that everything has a just price which must be paid. Keep your definite major purpose strictly to yourself and your mate in marriage. Call your definite major purpose into your conscious mind as often as may be practical. Eat with it, sleep with it, and take it with you every hour of the day, keeping in mind the fact that your subconscious mind can be influenced to work for its attainment while you sleep. Here is a very interesting case which shows what may happen when one neglects to move with definiteness of purpose. Some years ago, R.U. Darby from Baltimore, Maryland, had the good fortune to discover a very rich vein of gold while vacationing in the West. He went back home and borrowed money from friends and relatives with which to install mining machinery and went to work mining the rich gold ore. Now, all went well for a few weeks. Then suddenly the vein stopped. In sheer desperation, Darby sold the mining equipment to a junk dealer for a fraction of what it had cost, and he returned home. But the junk dealer proved himself smart by calling in a mining engineer who examined the mine, then announced that a fault in the earth had cut off the vein of ore. He said, "Dig ahead and you will pick up the vein again." The new owner, the man with definiteness of purpose, dug ahead just 3 feet and there picked up the vein again. His definiteness of purpose yielded him several millions of dollars. The mine turned out to be one of the richest in the West. And every day one sees men and women stopping just short of a glorious success because they are drifting through life without aim or purpose.
If you like, you can stop the tape now and do the written work associated with your definiteness of purpose. When you write out your definite purpose, your goal, be sure to focus on specifics. List the information or knowledge you seek, the work you want to do, or the kind of personality you desire. Write down what you want to be paid each year, the places you want to visit, or the skills you want to possess, and give yourself a definite timetable in which to accomplish these things. When you're finished, make this statement a binding agreement. Sign it, and think of it as an agreement with your subconscious. Your subconscious will work toward this purpose even when you aren't. Once you've targeted your definite major purpose, you don't have to work toward it alone. In the next principle, you'll hear how to enlist the help of others to achieve personal greatness.